You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 198, The Only Way Out. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit, and it's quite a serious one. Spirit wants to share some information with you that we all need to hear. This message needs to be taken very serious, and we'll get right to it in just a minute. First, I want to say congratulations to our new lightworkers. The month of June really turned out to be another beautiful month for Awaken the Healing Ministries. We have three new ordained lightworkers, and they are all men. Yay! So I want to say congratulations to Tommy Hancock of North Carolina and to Eric Collins and Najada Davis of Ohio. We are so very happy to have more Divine Masculine join our light family. And I know that David, who's been our only male minister up to this point, will be happy to have some brothers join the team. So congratulations again and welcome to Awaken the Healing Ministries. I look forward to what Spirit has in store for all of us. The doors of the ministry are now closed, except for the people that I have spoken to directly. They do have an extension of time to complete the online classes. And we will reopen the ministry at a later time when Spirit tells me to. Until then, please continue to catch up on all the episodes of the podcast and complete your online Level 1 Natural Healing classes if you haven't done so already. Just be ready when the doors reopen because I never know when it will be myself. For our ordained lightworkers, new and existing, we will begin your training in the month of July. Prepare yourself for some life-changing information, and I'm very excited to share what Spirit has in store for you. This is going to be a very beautiful experience, and I'm so very happy to have you all in my life. I love sharing the messages of Spirit with all of you. Thank you for joining the Light Family. Now for today's message. Spirit says the only way out is through the light. And what Spirit means by this is if you want to escape from this dark dimension, this dark expression of time-space that we are experiencing, then the only way out is to return to the light. You must return to Source, first within your heart and then by expressing light in your daily life. You must begin to access Source energy through your being because this is who you truly are. We are living in prophetic times, which are very trying times. But the most important thing to understand about these times is that they are where you must make a choice. We spoke about this in episode 165, Choose a Side. And that was about choosing light or darkness, which path you were going to go down. Now, that episode aired on March 26 in 2019. And the things we spoke of couldn't have been more prophetic because in March of this year, 2020, we were literally living out the manifestation of what we spoke of in that episode. The battle is between light and darkness. These messages from Spirit are not to be taken lightly. And we've seen this over and over again in these episodes, how Spirit is preparing us for something that is coming. So I would recommend that you go back and listen to episode 165 again if you haven't heard it or to refresh yourself on that information. It may even give you chills because of the fact of how on point the information is, and we are definitely witnessing it today. Spirit says the only way out is through the light, and you need to take this to heart, literally. It's time for you to turn back to the light and to become a vessel of light and love in order to transform your life and this dark dimension that we are living in. This is absolutely necessary, and it has nothing to do with religion. This is about you tapping into the source energy that dwells within you. This is who you truly are. This energy gives you life. It's time for you to increase your light that already exists within your heart and begin to access it daily to first heal your body, your mind, and your spirit, and then to spread it out to the world and all around you. You must fill yourself with the light. This is the only true healing energy in our universe. But remember, the light must come from within you, not outside of you. Bringing in outside light can be dangerous because there are all kinds of light frequencies and what spirit calls false light. You must be aware that this darkness, the entities that have been ruling this lower dimension, have prepared for your awakening. They want to stop it. They will do everything within their power to prevent you from awakening. But they truly have no power over you. You only give your power away. And this is why Spirit is bringing these messages to this planet at this time, to remind you who you really are and that you have the power to free yourself. Do not be fooled by the deception of the arch deceiver. Their world has been created from lies, and so you need to have the power of discernment, where you can feel if something is right or not, because they are teaching many things, including meditations to people who are seeking the path of light, but these meditations will bind you, not free you. So this is why Spirit is telling us that we must go within to reconnect to the light that is already within you. All your answers are within you, and I'm only here to remind you of the things you already know. You must learn to trust your inner guidance and begin to listen to it. Reconnect with your higher self, asking your higher self to assist you every step of the way, to protect you and to guide you through this dark time. This is ultimately important in this time that we are living in. You need assistance from your higher self and your angelic family. When you begin to access your inner light, it will not only heal and transform your life, but it will begin to do the same for those around you. You will witness this for yourself when you begin to practice the internal light meditation. Just try it for a few minutes each day when you begin, and then over time, as you practice tapping into your inner light, you will be able to hold it longer consciously. And for more information on this process, I do suggest ordering my book, Doors of Light, and it's only sold on our website as an ebook at this time. But that book will help you so much on this journey. It's the book I was looking for when I started my journey over 30 years ago. Our point in sharing this information with you is the healing begins within you first. You must reconnect to your higher self in order for you to do the work you came here to do. We are living in times when people are choosing, consciously or unconsciously, to be a vessel of light or to be a vessel of darkness. We are all making this choice. It really comes down to whether you are ready to awaken or not, how you are choosing. Those who do not want to take responsibility for their lives are choosing to remain asleep and a fool and a tool for the devil. But those who are ready to fly, ready to be free, ready to take their power back, are choosing the light. For the many who choose to remain asleep, they will remain in darkness. They will be used by the dark forces and manipulated in many ways. They will have no peace, no joy, no hope, and they will be full of fear because those are manifestations of spiritual darkness. And upon death, they will be taken into an even darker dimension. They will be taken to one of the lower realms to reincarnate there. They will be trapped by the darkness and unable to be free for a very long time because they refuse to awaken at this time. You know, we talk about this in the natural healing classes, classes 5 and 6, the transformation power of the near-death experience. The reason you want to understand what lessons have been learned from those who have died and been clinically dead and then returned to their bodies is for you to remove the fear of death. This is a false belief, death. this is paramount that you understand what this illusion really is that we call death and how your belief in death affects how you live your life. It makes you do things that you wouldn't do if you knew there was no such thing as death. So in those online classes, we discuss many things related to this topic. I refer you to different documentaries and books. And to be very honest, I believe that this is one of the most important topics for people to consciously be aware of and to understand. You see, this darkness that has manifested on our planet has fed off of your ignorance and your fear. You have been fed false knowledge and taught false beliefs in order to keep you trapped and in a limited state of consciousness. And if people don't start to consciously fight ignorance and to remove their fears by educating themselves and doing self-improvement, then it will cause their demise because this goes much deeper than just this physical lifetime. This is what you need to truly understand and understand. You are being given a choice to return to the light or to remain in darkness. And this choice is going to affect your spirit for a very long time. You are an infinite being, and there is no such thing as death. It's only a continuation of life, just in a different form. We exist in different states of consciousness. And so what you do when you are alive or in a state of incarnation has an effect on what you experience when you leave your body. This is why you have to live a righteous life now and remove yourself from darkness and fear because you draw to you what you are. And when you live in spiritual darkness, then that darkness will follow you onto the other side. This is what many are calling hell. But those who experience that dark realm when they have a near-death experience, what they experience is a state of darkness, but it was present before they left their body. That's where they were spiritually. And once they enter that dark demonic realm that we call hell, then they find that they only need to shift their consciousness to light to be freed from the darkness. And this is the same thing you need to do now before you leave your body. You need to move consciously toward the light. Your spirit is not free until you move into the light, whether here or on the other side. This is why you must awaken now and move into the light while still in your body, because this truly is the only way out. You must awaken before you leave your body, or else you have to do this all over again. You will have to experience the same state of consciousness that you left your body in if you don't awaken. And that means that you didn't learn the lessons you were supposed to learn in your life, and you didn't do what you came here to do because you never woke up. This is how you stay in a karmic cycle and keep having to reincarnate into the third dimension. This is why the demonic rulership of these dark dimensions do not want you to awaken, because they use you as food in every sense of the word, as long as you're trapped in the dark dimensions. But it's your choice, and they truly have no power over you once you decide to awaken and declare your sovereignty. Move into the light and stay in the light. What you need to understand about the other side is if you are a negative person and you die a negative person, then you will be in a place that is a vibrational match to your energy. Everything in the spirit world is separated by vibration. So you will be surrounded by others that are negative as well. In the spirit world, things become more extreme because it is totally an expression of energy. But on this side, because of the physical dense energy, we have a buffer and we are still separated by vibration, but not as drastically as over there. Here you can live next door to a low vibrational person, but as you raise your vibration, you may never see them or hear them. This is how it works on this side. But when you move back into pure spirit, then there is no buffer and everything is more intense and immediate. So you have immediate manifestations of your thoughts. So if you are a high vibrational being before you make your transition, then your experience will be a high vibrational one. And this is what we call the heavenly realms. You have to change your life now. And I know this sounds very religious, but it's very true. Everything that religion has taught us has not been completely contaminated. But in many cases, there are many untruths that have been mixed with truths. And we are told that this is the tainting by the demonic forces, the rulership that has been on the earth in order to enslave us through religion. So truth is mixed with falsehood. And this is why you have to be able to discern the truth for yourself, because everything has been tainted. You must work on building your light now. You have to overcome your fears and ignorance now. At this time on this planet, the masses are experiencing a spiritual state of darkness. This world is a manifestation of what happens when you move away from the light of source. Every institution of society has been tainted by darkness and corrupted. But it's now up to you. It's now up to the people of the earth to change this by choosing. And each and every one of us must choose either to return to the light or to continue forward in darkness. We must raise our vibrations and become the divine beings of light that we truly are. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience, and our spiritual state manifests as a very real, tangible reality because we are in a place where energy takes form, where spirit becomes matter. And you must remember everything you've learned in all of these episodes on this podcast. Remember that you can only experience the reality that you vibrate to. Your vibration is your protection, or it manifests your prison. In order to be free from this dark physical spiritual realm, you must raise your vibration. You must raise your light frequency, because the only way out of this darkness is through the light. I would strongly suggest that you begin to do the internal light meditation daily if you haven't started already. In episode 189, I show you how to start this meditation, and this will help you raise your vibration and heal your inner light. Your inner light structures must be healed and strengthened and reconnected. You will begin to free yourself from the lower, darker dimensions that exist in this realm. This reality that we are experiencing is a frequency controlled by thoughts. You have to be so very careful of what you are allowing into your mind. Be very conscious of lower frequencies that you are allowing into your mind. You must move into the higher frequencies, because everything is frequency and vibration. So you must seek the light and begin to use it. And light equals wisdom and knowledge. You must seek out knowledge to raise your vibration and to free yourself from this darkness. Remember, release your fears and call on your angels for help. Begin to study and seek more light in your life, because the light is the only way out. Until our next show, beloved, peace and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.